Chamishi. Uladon Omar, and about Don, Moshe said, Don Gor Aryeh. Don is like a young lion. He too lived on the borders, and therefore had to be strong like a lion to fight off the enemies. Yizanek min ha-Boshon, he will spurt forth from Boshon. And Rashi says two pshatim in these words. Rashi's first pshat is that the Yarden spurts from Boshon. It starts off as a small stream in Boshon, and becomes a river when it emerges from the cave of Pamayas in the territory of Dun. And this is a praise for the territory of Dun, to connect it to Boshon. Because Boshon was known to be a very good land, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Ha'azinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yudalid, Elim b'nei Boshon, rams from Boshon, which Rashi says, Shmeinim hayu, they were very fat. Rashi's second shot is, Zinuk means a spurt of liquid. Just like a spurt of liquid starts in one place and divides into two places, so too Dun started off taking land in the northwest of Eretz Yisrael, and when that land wasn't large enough, they took land in the northeast near the Yarden. Yizanek, just like a spurt of liquid which divides, so too did Shevet Dun divide. After taking a portion in the northwest, min ha-Boshon, they took a second portion near Boshon in the northeast. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chaf Beis, Don Gur Aryeh, Don is like a young lion. Afu ha-Yasamach Lesvar, he too lived near the border. Lefichach Moshle Ba'arayes, that's why he was compared to a lion, because he had to be strong in order to protect himself since he lived on the border. Yizanek min ha-Boshon, spurting forth from Boshon. Kitargumai, like Targum says, his land drinks from streams that run from the Boshon. Shehoyah ha-Yarden yoytze michelkoi mima'oras Pamayas, because the Yarden came out in the Chelik of Don from the cave of Pamayas. V'hi Leshem, and that is a place called Leshem. Shehi b'chelko shel Don, which is in the Chelik of Don. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, v'yikru'u le-Leshem Don, they called Leshem Don. V'zinukai v'kiluchai min ha-Boshon. However, the Yarden started its spurt and started its flow from Boshon. So it started out with a little spurt from Boshon and came into a large river when it emerged from the cave of Pamayas in the territory of Dun. Zok Rashi Dover Acher, another pshat, Ma Zinuk Zeh, just like this spurt, Yoytze Mi Mokum Echod, it goes out from one place, V'nechlak L'shnei Mekoymois, and divides into two, Kach Shiftoi Shel Dun, so to the Shevet of Dun, Notlu Chelek B'shnei Mekoymois, they took their portion in two places, Tchila Notlu B'tzvoinus Marovis. First they took their portion in the northwest of Eretz Yisrael, Ekron Usvivoy Seha, the city of Ekron and its surroundings. V'lo Safku Lohem, and it was not enough for them. Uvo'u, and they came, V'nilchamu, and they waged war, Im Leshem with Leshem. Shehi Pamayas, which is Pamayas, V'hi B'tzvoinus Mizrochis, and this is in the northeast of Eretz Yisrael. Sha'rei HaYarden Yoytze Mima'oras Pamayas, because the Yarden comes out from the cave of Pamayas. V'hu B'mizrochis Shel Eretz Yisrael. And the Yarden runs on the east side of Eretz Yisrael, Ubo mehat Sofin Lodorim, and it flows from north to south. The Kola, and it ends Bikse Yam HaMelech, at the edge of the Yam HaMelech, at the northern tip of the Yam HaMelech, Shehu b'Mizrach Yehuda, which is east of the portion of Yehuda, Shenotal, who took his portion, Bidroima Shel Eretz Yisrael, in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. K'mo shemefurish b'Sefer Yehoshua, like it is explained in Sefer Yehoshua. So if Don took over Leshem, and Leshem is Pamayas where the Yarden is, it must be that they took over a portion in the northeast of Eretz Yisrael. V'hu shenemar, and this is what the Pasuk says, V'yetze gvul b'nei Don mehem, and the boundaries of Don came out from them, V'ya'alu b'nei Don, and the b'nei Don went up, V'yilochamu, and they waged war im Leshem with Leshem. What does it mean, V'yetze gvul b'nei Don mehem? Yotze gvulam mikol oise haruach, she'eschilu linchol boi. Their borders went out from the whole side that they started to inherit, and they took their portion on the totally opposite side. They started out in the northwest, and now took over the northeast. Ula Naftali Omar, and about Naftali, Moshe said, Naftali Sivar Rotzoin. Naftali's land was a land that satisfied the desires of the people that lived there. Umole, and it is filled Birkas Hashem with the bracha of Hashem. Yom V'doroim Yerosha, which means Yerosha, take possession of Yom, the sea, the Kinneret, Vidoroim, and a piece of land south of the Kinneret. Because a small piece of land south of the Kinneret was given to Shevet Naphtali in order to spread out their fishing nets. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Sevar Rotzoin, Shehoisa Arzoi Sevea Kol Rotzoin Yoshvel, because the land of Naphtali satisfied all the desires of the ones who lived there. Yom Vidoroim Yerosha, Yam Kinneret Nafla Bechelkoi, the Sea of the Kinneret fell in the Chelik of Naphtali. The Notal, and he took a portion, Mole Chevel Cherem, the width of a rope's length of fishing net, Bidroimo, to the south of the Kinneret, Lifroish Charomim Umichmoros, in order to spread out fishing nets. Zok Rashi Yerosha, Lashon Tzivoy, this is a command. Yerosha, take possession of Yom Vidoroim, the Kinneret, and the south of the Kinneret. The word Yerosha is not a noun like the word tzedakah or like the word bracha, and if it was a noun, it would mean Yom Vidoroim Yerosha, the Kinneret, and south of the Kinneret will become his inheritance. This is not what it means, but rather Lashon Tzivoy, this is a command, Yerosha, take possession. Kemoy Alei Reish, like the Pasuk says, Alei, go up, Reish, and take possession. V'hatam shelamala b'reish mechiach. And by the fact that the accent is on the first syllable on the Reish, that is a proof that it is a tzivoy, a command. Which means the word is pronounced Yerosha with the accent on the Reish, not Yerosha with the accent on the Shin. Kemoy, like the word Yerash, which means take possession. Yida, know, lekach, take. Shema, listen. Kishemoisiv boy hey, when you add a hey to those words which are a tzivoy, yihye hatam lamalo, the accent is on the beginning of the word. Shema'o, yido'o, silocho, lekocho. Afkan here too, yerosha, the accent is on the beginning of the word on the resh. And just like yerash is a tzivoy, so too yerosha is a lashon tzivoy, an expression of a command. Uve misaris hagadoyla, and in the misaris hagadoyla, matzinu we found, be'alpha besa, which is a list which is set up according to the order of the Aleph Beis, that this word is a Lashon Tzivoy, a command, the Tamein Mila'el, whose accent is on the first syllable of the word. And the Pasuk continues, Ula Osher Omar, and about Osher, Moshe said, Baruch mi bonim Osher, blessed with children is Osher. And Rashi says that he does not know in what way Osher was blessed with children more than the other Shvatim. Yehi Ritzui Echov, he will be pleasing to his brothers. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in these words. Rashi's first pshat is, he will be pleasing to his brothers by giving them shemen and pekinoin oil, which is oil from olives which reached only one-third of their growth, and such oil was used for cosmetic purposes. So he will be pleasing to his brothers by giving them and pekinoin oil, and they in return will give him tfuo. Rashi's second pshat is, that Osher will be pleasing to his brothers. All of Klal Yisrael will want to marry the daughters of Osher, because they were very beautiful. And that is why they were privileged to marry the Kohanim Gedolim. V'toivel b'shemen ragloi, and there was so much oil in the chelik of Osher, that they were able to dip their feet in oil. Barzel u'nechoshes min olecho. Rashi's first pshat is, that it is referring to all of Klal Yisrael. Min olecho, your locks are made of barzel u'nechoshes, iron and copper. Meaning, all your mighty ones will live in the border towns of each Shevet's territory, locking the country out from its enemies, like a lock of iron and copper. Rashi's second shot is, the mountains of Osher will be the locks of the land, and from these mountains you will mine iron and copper. Uchi yomecho, and like your young days, davecho will be your older years. The strength that you had in your young days, you will also have when you grow old. The word davecho is like the word zovecho, which means the days of your flowing, because in a person's old age, his days flow away and slip away from him. However, the bracha over here is uchiyamecho, just like you are in your young age, davecho you will be also when you grow old. Rashi's second pshat is uchiyamecho, and like the number of days that you do the Ratzon Hashem, davecho will the gold and silver flow to you from other countries. Ein kokel yeshurun. Yeshurun, Klal Yisrael, you should know, ain kokel, there is nobody like Hashem, roichev shomayim be'ezrecha, who rides the heavens at your assistance, uvega'avosai, and in his majesty, shechokim, he rides the skies. Zakrashi, posuk chavdalid, baruch mi bonim osher, roisi b'sefri, I saw in the sefri, ain lecho b'chol ha'shvotim, there is no other shevet, shenisparach b'bonim ka'osher, who is blessed with children, just like shevet osher. And Rashi says, Ve'eni yodea ketzad, I do not know how the children of Osher are more blessed than the children of other Shvatim. Yehi Ritzuri Echov, Zok Rashi, Shehi Misrasela Echov b'shemen an pekininun. He would be pleasing to his brothers by giving them shemen an pekinun, uvekaplois, and giving them other types of oil. Ve'hein meratzen le'betfuah, and they would in exchange give Osher back grain. Davar Acher, another pshat, Yehi Ritzoy Echav, Shehoyu Benois of Nois, because the daughters of Asher were very beautiful, and therefore everybody wanted to marry them. Uhu Shenemar, and this is what the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, Hu Avi Birzayas, Malkiel, the son of Beriah, the son of Asher, was Avi Birzayas. Shehoyu Benois of Nesuos LeKahanim Gedolim, because Malkiel's daughters would marry the Kahanim Gedolim, Hanim Shochim B'Shemen Zayas, who are anointed with olive oil. The Pasuk is saying, who, Malkiel, is Avi Birzayas, the father-in-law of the ones who are anointed with Shemen Zayas, because his daughters married the Kahanim Gedolim. The Toivel B'Shemen Radloi, there will be an abundance of oil that you will be able to dip your feet in oil. Shehoisa Arzoi Meshecha Shemen Kemayan, because the land of Asher would flow oil like a spring. Umaisen, there was a story, Shenitztarchu Anche Lutkaya L'Shemen, the people of Lutkaya needed oil, Manu Lahem Pulmustis, they appointed for themselves a messenger, and they came to the Chelik of Asher, where over there they found an abundance of oil. Kide'isa b'menachos, like the Gemara says in Masechta Menachos, and there too the Gemara says that the people of Asher would be tovel their feet in oil. Zakrashi Barzel Unachoshes Minolecha, Achshav Hu Medaber Neged Kol Yisrael. According to Rashi's first pshat, this pasuk is talking about all of Klal Yisrael. Shehoyu Gibareim Yoishvim Ba'ori Asfar, because the mighty ones of each shevet would live in the border towns of that shevet's territory. V'noyalim Oisa, and they would lock out the enemies. Shelo Yochlo Avim Likonespa, that the enemies would not be able to enter into the land. Ki'ilu Hisegura, as if the land was locked. B'manulim Ubrichim, with locks and bars, shel barzel unechoshes, made of iron and copper. Davar acher, another pshat Rashi says, barzel unechoshes min alecho, it means artzechem ne'ula, your land will be locked in, behorim, with mountains, shechoitzvim mehem, that you will mine from them, barzel unechoshes, iron and copper. Va'artze shel osher, hoyisa man'ula shel Eretz Yisrael. And this is referring to the land of Osher, the mountains of Osher, which were the locks of Eretz Yisrael. According to Rashi's first pshat, the locks of Eretz Yisrael were Gibarehem, the mighty ones of Klal Yisrael. According to Rashi's second pshat, the locks of Eretz Yisrael is referring to the mountains of Asher. Zok Rashi uchiyomecho dovecho, uchiyomim shehem tovim lecho, just like the days that are good to you, shehem yimei tchilosecho, which are the days of your beginning, yimei nu'urecho, your younger years, kein yiyu, so will be, yimei ziknosecho, the days of your old age. And the reason why the days of your old age are called davecho, shehem doyavim, because they flow, zavim umismaitetim, flow and ooze away. Davar acher, Rashi says another pshat, uchiyomecho davecho, uchiyomecho shehem tovim lecho, like your days which are good for you, kiminyan yomecho, like the number of your days, kol hayomim asher atem oisim ritzonei shel mokoim, all the days that you do the ratzon of Hashem, yiyu davecho, there will be a flow to you. Which means shekol ha'aratzos yiyu davecho kesef ezov le'Eretz Yisrael. All the lands will flow their silver and gold to Eretz Yisrael. Shetehei mevureches beperes, because Eretz Yisrael will be blessed with fruit. V'chol ha'aratzos misparnesos hemeno, and all the lands will sustain themselves from these fruit. U'mamshichos lo kastvam v'zahavam, and they will bring to Eretz Yisrael all their silver and all their gold. Hakesef azov kol mehem. The silver and gold will end from them, shehein meizivos oisam la'artzechem, because they will cause it all to flow into your land. Zakrashi ein kokel yeshurun, dalecho yeshurun. Klal Yisrael, you should know, shein kokel b'chol leheo amim. There is nobody like Hashem by all the gods of the nations. V'loi kitzurcha tzuram, and their God is not like your God. Roichev shemayim hu oisel leka. This God Hashem rides the heavens, shebe ezrecha, at your assistance. And in his majesty, who roichev shechokim, he rides the sky. And Rashi is telling us that the word roichev is going on shemayim and going on shechokim. Hashem is roichev shemayim and roichev shechokim.